Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
We sat in silence, letting the green in the air heal what it could. Erica Bauermeister.
What's up and welcome back to my channel. For today's video, I figured I could list off the 60 things that I pretty much listed together for myself to do in isolation. So unless you've been hiding under a rock, which if you are, you should probably stay there, you probably know about the wide mass spread going on globally right now of coronavirus. Now, this is a time where, I mean, in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this happen. And this is a time where panic and anxiety and a lot of things might start to boil up to the surface. I'm not an expert in this by any means, but I think at this point when I was doing my research, there's been over 200,000 cases now. That said though, there have been, I think it's like, hold on, let me, just so that I know, there's over also 82,000, so almost half of those have been like cured or they have overcome the virus. And there is a lot of, obviously there's like with anything that goes on in the world, there's always gonna be like a sadness to it. There's always gonna be a heavier side to things, like the people that have already lost their lives, the people that are losing, you know, business and jobs, and all of that can be very, very heavy. And I find that for myself, even just opening up my phone right now, that's a lot of what I'm reading. And I'm not trying to make this video by any means to dismiss that or to say that, like, you know, just focus on this and that stuff will go away. That stuff is still going to happen. And that's not what I'm here to talk about today. But I do want to just send out just so much like love and light and good energy to any of you that are being heavily affected by this. That said though, I think we need to be very aware too, with especially social media and media in general, that we don't also work ourselves up into too much anxiety and so much fear that we end up making ourselves like sick in another way. You know what I mean? Like, I just think that it's good right now to be aware of what's going on in the world. It's good right now to be cautious and to be responsible, hence self-isolating to stop the spread. But at the same time, we should try and stay as light as we possibly can. Now, I know that that's not going to be possible for everybody, but for the vast majority of the world, like, we can be smart and responsible about this by self-isolating and by quarantining and by helping to stop or slow down the spread of the virus. But at the same time, at least for myself, again, I'm finding that it's become a lot easier the less time I spend looking up just what's going on. And once you are aware of your situation and aware of what you can do to really just kind of stop it there, to stop over analyzing or over consuming a lot of the negative news that's out there about this, unless it's going to benefit you or help you or allow you to understand it more, you know? So yes, this is a really hard time. And I find myself even just filming this video, like I don't really know how to intro this knowing that there is so much heaviness to it, but I guess that I just want to come and bring a little bit of lightness to the situation. So there are 60 things that I've pretty much drafted up that you can do during this time of self-isolation. Now I myself am in self-isolation. I was traveling when all of this started to really kind of take hold of the world, and so I had to come back early. All of that is on my vlog channel, which I can link up on the screen. But now that I'm home, because I was traveling internationally, even though I was traveling through countries that aren't even high risk countries, it's just because there's so many people around you and such that they recommend that you self-isolate for 14 days. I really think it should be required, but they definitely recommended it, and I'm taking, you know, full action to self-isolate, and I'm currently on day 3 now. So here are the 60 things that I drafted up on the plane of things that I wanted to keep myself busy with, and just ideas for any of you guys watching. Now I did do a full blog post on this, which I will also link down below if you guys want to have the list more tangible on your phone or just easier to look at. But in the meantime, I'm going to go through all of them as quickly as possible so this isn't a super long coffee talk, and just go through 60 ideas of things that you can do during self-isolation. So let's break it down. Number one, read. Like literally, when do you have more time to read? One of the things that I always want to have more time for is to read. If I could, I would live a whole life separately just to sit in a cozy nook and read. Now I'm going to do a full video on a reading list, so check out for that on this channel too. It'll be nice and quick and easy little daily brew, or like, you know, mini brew like I used to do, of just some books that you can read. But yes, read, 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 reread the Harry Potter series, reread your favorite books, read some new books, get some ebooks. I have books down below if you guys want to read some of those. Like, just read, 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 read. What a better time than to just read. Number two is to make a playlist of all your favorite songs, or just make multiple playlists of different types of songs. Now, again, this is something that I do outside of quarantine, but something that I love to do in general. So just pull up all your favorite songs, and then you have a quarantine or self-isolation playlist to break it down to. Number three is to beat a new video game. Now, I have a Xbox downstairs, and I was debating getting back into Halo, and then my other option was that I was going to download The Sims and just start thriving and living my best life virtually. So many options out there. You can download phone games, video games, computer games, but download a new game and try and beat it. Number four is to have a shameless Netflix marathon. Like, you know how many times you binge watch on Netflix and feel like crap about it? Now we don't have to feel like crap about it. I started rewatching The Vampire Diaries on the plane, and I think I'm gonna continue that binge. But what was the show I was watching last night? Oh my God, Divergent was on TV, and I was like, I forgot about this series. And then I was like, I want to rewatch like all the Divergent movies, or all the Hunger Games, or like even the Twilight series. Like, we could really just rewatch all of our favorites now that we have nothing better to do. Number five is to write that book you've always been thinking about. Now, I have a whole video on my main channel of how I wrote Catcher if you guys are looking for something along those lines. But if you've ever had a book idea and you wanted to write one, or write a poetry book, or write a nonfiction book, like, now's the time. Number six is to play around with indoor photography. I even kind of had like a little bit of fun with this when I was shooting some photos for the blog for this blog post. So I was just playing around. I did like 4 different areas in my house of trying to shoot some photos for this, and it was quite fun actually. So play around with, like, if you have pets, if you have people that you're self-isolating with, like, why not just shoot around some indoor photography, or coffee photography, or book photography? Number seven is to play either board games or any kind of card games with friends and family that you're isolating with, or to play puzzles and games with yourself. Again, pretty self-explanatory, but this is some of my favorite way to pass times. Like, when I go to the cottage in the summertime out in PEI, we love to play card games, and it's so much fun. It gets you off of technology. So play some card games, or play some puzzles and games with yourself. Solitaire is a good one. Number eight is to learn how to cook, or if you already do know how to cook, cook yourself your favorite meal, or master a new recipe that you've never tried before.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Number 9 is to take up a new journal or a new bullet journal if you are somebody that already journals or just journal in general. I love journaling. And what better time to start digging into your feelings than when there's nothing to distract you from them? Number 10 is to finally cave into the masses and start posting TikTok videos. I haven't done this yet. I tried once. Maybe I should try harder. Number 11 is to catch up on your favorite YouTube channels. Number 12 is to start your own YouTube channel. Make a docu-series of your self-isolation. Number 13 is to paint. Number 14 is to sketch or draw. Pull out a sketchbook, you know, just get artsy and crafty. Number 15 is to do some yoga. And again, keep an eye out on this channel because now that I am almost yoga teacher certified, I've been filming some yoga flows. So those will be going up on this Co's channel as well. So you can either do some yoga with me or some other really great channels are like Yoga with Adrian. There's yoga like all over the place. Or just, you know, do your own intuitive flow. Put on some good music and just see where your body wants to move. Number 16 is to do a guided meditation or to just do a long meditation with yourself. I bet you're gonna hit some deep places, especially if you do this one every day. Number 17 is to build the childhood fort of your dreams. This is like one of those mandatory things that I will definitely be doing in my vlogs, my isolation quarantine vlogs. But yeah, build a killer fort. Number 18 is to have an indoor picnic. Lay out a blanket, make yourself like some snacks, a sandwich, some food, lay it with your dog, lay it with the people that you're isolating with, sit on the floor and literally have an indoor picnic. Number 19 is to research something you've always wanted to look into. This could be things like astrology, your birth chart, quantum physics. This could be how to be more eco-friendly. This could be plant-based diets. This could be how your body works, how your body moves, you know, the subtle body, how the body heals itself. This could be plants. This could be how to start a business. This could be so many different things. I should have gotten this video sponsored by Skillshare because that would be a perfect place to like begin. Not sponsored by Skillshare, but you can just start researching things you've always wanted to but never had the time to. Number 20 is to go technology or social media free for a day or maybe more. You could try a full week. Technology free could be really cool if you like really go back to the Stone Age, turn off all of your TVs, your computers, your Wi-Fi, your phone, and just like live like it was back in the day, except you can't go outside. So it'd be like even more challenging. Number 21 is to learn a new language. An app you can do this with is Duolingo. It's an app I actually used to use way back when I was trying to challenge myself to learn French and failed miserably. Je n'ai pas le français, no. But you could. Number 22 is to learn an instrument, pick up a guitar, pick up a piano, pick up a triangle, and just like, you know, get to it. Number 23 is to deep clean your entire house. This is on my list of things to do tomorrow. Number 24 is to revamp your entire style and color coordinate your closet. Like, what better time to start your spring deep cleaning than now, and to come up with new styles and outfits you could put together with the things already in your closet than now. Number 25 is to have a self-care day. You know, face masks, treatments, do your own nails, since all of us aren't going to be able to go get our nails done. I'm a little afraid mine are growing out now, so it's going to be super interesting how this all plays out. Number 26 is to finally declutter your phone and your laptop, clear off some space, delete all those old photos you don't need anymore. Number 27 is to write letters or poems for the people that you love or the people that are not isolating with you. Number 28 is to make or update a dream board. Now, I use my digital picture frame back there, so I haven't done that actually for March, so maybe I will update my dream board, considering quite a few of my dreams are changing. Number 29 is to take a long, hot bubble bath. If you're a drinker, pour yourself a nice glass of wine, or maybe make yourself a cup of tea and put on that playlist you made, or watch one of those favorite movies or TV shows we talked about. Number 30 is to watch all the best movie classics. Now, I linked this on the blog, but if you've already watched a lot of the classics, and some of my favorite classics are, like, you know, The Breakfast Club, I love Grease Lightning, I recently watched, what's that movie with James Dean in it? I can't think of it off the top of my head, but, you know, you could watch some of those classic type movies, Breakfast at Tiffany's, all of those. Or if you've already done that, have a scary movie marathon or have a Disney movie marathon. Number 31 is to rearrange or redecorate your house, move around your furniture, use what you already have to basically create a whole new style and a feel and an energy in your home. 32 is to start a memory box or a scrapbook of your life. Number 33 is to have a bake or a cook-off with a friend via FaceTime. This is something that my friend Christine and I used to do, is we used to literally FaceTime each other and, like, be cooking dinner, and we would pretend that we were on the Food Network and, like, narrate ourselves as we were cooking, as if we were challenging each other. It sounds weird, but it's actually really fun. Number 34 is to finally organize and strategize your finances. Again, one of those things that we always just push off to the side and procrastinate. But now that we have nothing better to do, why not take a good hard look at your finances, organize them all, you know, get everything going, strategize how you're going to save money, not only during this isolation, but for the year. You could really get crafty now and plan for a better 2021. Number 35 is to make or order in your favorite meal and have a solo date night with yourself. Or if you have a furry friend, have a date night with your furry friend. Again, I already did this. I did this the first full day I was back. Bentley and I had a little date night, and I vlogged it, and you'll see that in the next vlog. Number 36 is to watch the world from your window. This sounds a little odd, but it's actually one of the most therapeutic, like, ways that I love to meditate. Sometimes when I don't feel like meditating inwards, I will literally sit in front of my window and just watch the world pass me by. A lot of weird stuff and a lot of hot guys run by my window all the time, so it's quite, like I said, it's very therapeutic. But yeah, you just watch the world from your window. Watch the wind take the trees. Watch people pass by if you live in a city. Watch just nature if you don't, you know? Number 37 is to create a new look. Like, you could play around with your hair, style it a new way, play around with makeup, play around with outfits, and literally just see what you look like with a whole new look. Now, if this is something that you'd rather do a little bit more crazy, why not play dress up? I mean, do you remember doing that as a kid? Like, literally just getting dressed up so crazy and silly and kind of stupid for no reason other than to just do it for fun. So why not just do it for fun? Number 38 is to dig deep into some conspiracy theories or unsolved murders. Like, are aliens real? Have you ever dug into that one? I've dug in pretty far into that one, and it's still one of my favorites to go back to. Number 39 is to learn a new dance sequence online and then master it. Number 40 is to travel, but via Google Maps. I mean, Google Maps is really fun. Like, if you've never done this before, you can literally drop the little dude wherever you want to go in the world, and then you can hit, like, the more satellite. I think it's satellite, where it shows you what things actually look like, and then you can actually travel the whole world from the comfort of your home.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Introducing Batiste sweat-activated and touch-activated dry shampoo. With breakthrough technology that absorbs oil and releases bursts of fragrance whenever you sweat or touch your hair for up to 24 hours, it's the ultimate hair care for girls on the go. Try the newest dry shampoo that's activated by you. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste Dry Shampoo online or in store at your nearest retailer.
Number 41 is to inspire yourself watching TED Talk videos. Whenever I feel really, really down, this is always a go-to for me. I literally just binge watch TED Talk videos and then feel like I can conquer the world. Number 42 is to pull out some arts and crafts and make some DIYs. Something that I want to do while I'm on this little self-isolation is make some DIY yoga mat spray, some like essential oil stuff, some like creams and all of that. But you could also do DIYs for your house, little planter DIYs, tons of stuff. Number 43, and let me clarify this one. I'll clarify it after I say it, is to throw a little self-isolation party. By this, I do not mean invite a bunch of people over and then they leave and then they like, you know what I mean? You can't just like, this will defeat the purpose. By self-isolation party, I mean if you're isolating, then choose people that you want to self-isolate with and all come together and stay together during your self-isolation. You cannot leave and then go travel about to different places and around different people. You have to make that isolation party, you and those people, and then you guys got all pretty much stay together. Another way you can do this though is via FaceTime, so you can all self-isolate and have like a little FaceTime party. You can do this with your family, you can do this with your pets, you can do this with a couple friends, like two or three friends that you invite over, and you guys all stick together for like 2 weeks. Number 44 is to try out a new podcast, and I won't self-promo here, but you could listen to Kaylin's Coffee Talk. Some of my other favorites, though, are, it's Serial Killers. That one's one of my favorites. I also love, oh my God, why am I blanking? Let me pull up my Spotify right now. Also, side note, I don't know about any of you guys, but my Wi-Fi has literally gone to like 10% capacity since this whole self-isolation, I think because everybody's home. So some of my other favorites are Dateline, the Stuff You Should Know podcast. Somebody I actually met on my yoga teacher training, Lynette, has a podcast. It's called The Spiritual Femme, which is also really good. There's also ones like Stuff Mom Never Told You, Philosophize This, Modern Love. Dr. Phil has a podcast? Who knew? Anyway, yeah, just listen to a new podcast. Get deep into something new. Number 45 is to learn a new hobby, like knitting, or maybe you want to learn how to moonwalk. That's mine. Or juggle, you know? Just learn something new. Number 46 is to launch your own blog and start daily documenting or having open journal sessions. Maybe share all your favorite self-isolation recipes. Number 47 is to go for a long drive. You can leave the house, just don't leave your car. Or if you do leave your car and you want to go for a nice hike or a nice walk, then just go somewhere isolated in nature. Number 48 is to play some indoor basketball, play some indoor soccer, play ping pong, play something indoor that is physical. You could also work out from home too. Number 49 is to spend a full day naked. Have you ever done that before? Like literally wake up, preferably naked, and spend your whole day blind shut, just completely naked. Now it's gonna feel weird, especially if you're like sitting on furniture and stuff. So when I say this, I'm not gonna lie, I do wear like underwear, but that's it. And I just spend my entire day naked. Now, you can totally side dip on this. I'm gonna get a little bit more rated R on you, but if you're really feeling up to it and you've been diving at all into self-love or like discovering your body or trying to feel more confident in your body, take some like hot nude photos, you know? You don't have to send them to take them and appreciate them. Or if you're self-isolating with someone you love, someone you're dating, maybe just someone that you like to bang, then get it on, you know? I wonder how many babies are going to be made during this whole season. Like, how many babies are going to be coming out or popping out around Christmas that are going to be like, not coronavirus babies, but like Rona boomers, you know? Number 50 is to do some social networking online. Maybe you already have a business. Maybe you want to just meet and talk to different people that are in the same things as you, but you can definitely network and get together with new people online, but be safe about that. I mean like social networking in a safe way. Like, hey, like we're both into reading. Let's be bookworms together. Not like, hey, let's meet in this weird dark chat room. You know, I feel like I should disclaim that. Be smart about it. Number 51 is to try going spend free for a week or for your isolation. Now get your groceries, make sure you have what you need to do this, but try going spend free. Don't do any online shopping. Don't do any, like, I mean, this is an easy time to do this, but like, don't spend money on silly things that you technically don't need to be spending money on. Number 52 is to call up an old friend or family member that you haven't spoken to in a while. Number 53, and this is the one that I'm currently doing, catch up on some sleep. I woke up today at 11 a.m. I don't think I've woken up at 11 a.m. in like a long time. Like, I think maybe 5 times in my entire life, but damn, it felt good. Number 54 is to look into your family tree or your roots. You don't have to do the whole ancestry or whatever. Just ask your family, ask your parents about, you know, where you came from or whatever. And if you have done it, like my sister did the 23andMe, I could ask her like who our great, great, blah, 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 blah is. And then just like start Googling and like deep diving into where you came from and what your ancestors were and where you're, or like what you're all about, I guess. Number 55 is to crack out some old childhood movies or videos from growing up or photos or anything of the sort, you know, reminisce on your childhood. Something that like really kind of breaks my heart a little bit is I found out recently that when my parents split, our childhood movies or videos or tapes got thrown out, and it actually deeply upset me for a few days. I was really mad about it because it's now something that I can't go back and look at and watch anymore. So I've been really cherishing childhood photos now, knowing that I'm not able to go watch the videos. But yeah, like if you can do that, and if you can't either, or you don't have any childhood videos, then just, you know, start collecting all your childhood photos. Like, again, when's a better time to start doing that and start collecting on the past and reminiscing on the past and just taking a moment to like create some space to just feel appreciative of where you've been and where you've come from and the memories that brought you to where you are today. Which leads me to number 56, which is a little bit more futuristic, and that is to write letters to your future children. We don't know, or maybe you already have your children, but I don't know who my children are gonna be, so what better time to write them a little letter from their 26-year-old mom or their mom when she was 26, because I'm not a mom yet. Number 57 is to lift your spirits a little bit by planning next year's vacation. If you have something to look forward to, it'll remind you that there is going to be another side to this. We are going to get out on the other side. I'm really optimistic about that. And if you start thinking or planning about places you want to go or things you want to do once all of this is over, it's just going to give you A, something to tie your mind to, and B, something to look forward to. Number 58 is to invent or build or create your own board game or card game, because again, when you start getting like running out of ideas or games that you've already been playing, why not make a whole new one and create the rules yourself? Number 59 is to start a new challenge. Now, I broke my challenge today of going makeup free, but I was going makeup free for pretty much up until from my birthday until today. Today's the first day I've worn makeup, so that's 20 days. I think, yeah, 20 days without makeup. You could also do things like going coffee free. I'm not coffee free, I'm caffeine free. So I'm still rocking that challenge. I'm still going alcohol free, I'm rocking that challenge. I'm very sober right now. You could do a daily meditation challenge. You could do a daily yoga challenge. You could do a try and read a book a week challenge. Like a lot of little challenges like that. Create your own challenge and then challenge yourself and then begin. Number 60 is to make a game plan to change your life. I am actually in the midst of kind of doing this myself. Now, I mentioned recently that once my lease is up here in Toronto come September, unless, like, there are like a few things that could change this, but there's a pretty good chance that I'm going to be moving. And so I've been in the middle of just kind of creating that game plan and like what that's gonna look like and the dreams and the things that I'm looking to kind of aspire to with that change. But if you like your life the way it is now, then the other thing that you could do, or number 61, little bonus one, is to just give yourself or your soul something it might be asking for. So maybe you don't wanna change your life, but if you get really quiet and you sit and you think about how you're feeling, and if there's any feelings inside of you that you feel like are missing, what is something your soul is asking for? Sometimes it's just a hug from somebody you love. Sometimes it's maybe you want to just change your hair up a little bit, or maybe your soul is asking for some more quiet time. Maybe your soul is asking for, I don't know what your soul is asking for, but if you get quiet enough, then you can probably hear what your soul is maybe asking for, and then just get to it. So there you guys go. Those are 60 things that you can do during this self-isolation. Now, a lot of you guys were commenting some other great ideas on this blog post, like plant some seeds and watch them grow. Now, I have lavender here, so I think I'm also going to be doing that one. Somebody else said to learn some new tricks with your dog, which is also such a great idea. You could do so many different things. So if you guys also have any other ideas, feel free to leave them below, and we'll just continue to grow out this list of things that we can do during self-isolation while we stop and slow down the spread and keep everybody way more safe. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Let me know if you guys get up to any of these, and if you guys want to see me get up to any of these, I'm going to be vlogging them during my self-isolation vlogs on my vlog channel. So go check that out. You can literally just type it in. It's Kaylin Nicholson. And aside from that, I'll see all of you guys in the next video. Stay as lighthearted as you can. And I'm sending, again, just so much love and light out to all of you guys watching this. And I hope that this lifted your spirits even just a little bit. Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.